Hey, I'm coming in.
There you are. I was getting worried about you. It's been 3 days since I've seen you out. Mother told me what happened. I'm sorry that happened to you. But you can't keep yourself locked in your room like this, you know? It's really unhealthy. Here, let's get some light in your room. Oh, relax, it's just a little light. You're not a vampire or anything. No, Mother told me to leave you alone, and that you can cope through this alone. But I disagree with her. Just because you're a guy doesn't mean you don't deserve support any less. So hey, know that your big sis is here for you. I know we started living with each other not too long ago, and that our parents married a bit too fast. But know that I will always be here for you. People say blood matters, but who cares? You're my little brother, and I want you to know that you have someone in the family who cares about you. Whoever the girl that broke your heart, she's missing out a lot from you. From the short time I've known you, you're a kind and caring young man. Sure, we fight every so often, but that is what siblings do, right? I still find it hard to believe that. You both seem so happy together. And I thought you guys would actually get married and have kids. Sorry. I know it's hard at the moment, but your big sister is here to give you any support you need. And being alone in the dark isn't really a healthy coping mechanism. Well, I was thinking of dragging you out and get you some sun at least. Go to an arcade and play some games, you know? Isn't that something that guys do to help themselves cope? You haven't left the house in days, and usually I would hear the sound of the console playing in the next room with how loud it is. I'm surprised you haven't touched any of your console games at all. Let alone your PC. Ugh, must be that bad of a breakup then. I'm just getting pretty worried for you, is all. I see. Well, I won't force you if you don't want to do so. But I'll hang out with you. Give you some love and affection. Come here. Oh. There. I'm still so sorry for what happened to you, dear. You deserve the whole world. Yep, I mean it. I really do think you deserve the whole world. You're the sweetest guy I know. And any girl who ends up with you will be the luckiest. Of course, I am your big sister. We may not be related by blood, but I still want to be that sister figure in your life. What's that? You want to have sex? Oh my, trying to take advantage of my hospitality? I'm just playing with you. Honestly, I don't mind. As much as I love sex, I'd rather do something that isn't too risky for me. I'll let you play with my tits and my mouth. That's as far as my boundaries will go. Thank you, hun. You're the best. You're probably wondering why I'm complying so easily. Well, I've been secretly wanting to do this with you. More like fantasizing about it. I'm sure a lot of people have these type of fascination and fantasies of theirs. Thanks to porn and all. With the title, Oh, I Fucked My Stepsisters and All That Goodness. You know? And we are both consenting adults. I see, why not? Especially if you want to do it with your big sister. Now, let's get this pants off of you. Oh. I always knew you were well hung, little brother. Who knew you were hiding a monster under those pants of yours? I can't believe she broke up with you. You have a great personality and a huge cock. Any girl would go crazy for you. Well, don't mind your big sister digging in. Goodness, you're so fucking huge. I can almost fit it all in my mouth. It's a shame that I have such a small mouth. I must say, your cock is so damn delicious. I think I might fall in love if you fuck my pussy with this monster. Might even become addicted to it. Don't be shy, my baby boy. Moan for me. I won't judge. More than anything, I think it's very hot when a man starts moaning. And plus, no one is home but us two. So you can be as loud as you want. So much pre-cum and saliva. I can use this to jerk this naughty cock of yours. You love it when your big sister strokes your cock like this? See your perverted sister wanting your cock so damn badly too? Yeah, you probably always wanted to see my giant tits too. Here, I know how much you want to have my tits wrapped around your cock. I know you fat behind my back too. I know you look at me a lot. My ass and my boobs. Oh, sweetie, I don't mind. I find it very fucking hot. How does it feel, baby boy? Having your cock being milked by my giant milk tanks? Seems like you couldn't resist. You just love how soft it feels, don't you? Fuck. Keep thrusting against my breast, baby. Fuck these huge tits and knock them up with your cummies. Cover your dear sister with your cum. that, don't you? Fucking these huge tits and claiming these as your fuck toys? With how aggressive you're fucking your big sister's big fat tits, I can almost mistake my tits as cock sleeves. But they feel better than the one you have, right? Oh, sweetie, I didn't know. You told me? Such a naughty boy. I'll be sure to milk you dry with my tits. You're about to come. Come for me. I'll catch your cum with my mouth. Oh dear, sweetie. You really did want me to drink all of your cummies, keeping my head down and deep in your cock like that? I don't mind at all. Your sister thinks it's very hot. And your cum? That was a very refreshing load. Also, no mess to clean up to. How do you feel though, hon? That's good to hear. Know that your big sis is here for you whenever you need me. I'm glad I could help you somehow. I know guys cope very differently, and a lot of them usually resort to sex. But hey, I know it's rough for guys. I may not know what guys go through when it comes to breakups, but know that your big sis is here for you. I know guys cope very differently from chicks, but I am here for you. If you were to need anything. Support, comfort, sex. You're a very sweet young man. I'm sure you'll find someone one day. For now, just heal and focus on yourself. Don't let yourself go. Love yourself again. Build yourself again. And I'll be here to give you that support. Okay? Good. I'm going to make dinner again. Be sure to come downstairs and eat this time, okay? Last thing I want is for you to starve yourself. You're still a grown boy and your sister wants your little brother to be very well developed. I'll see you downstairs.